Rick's gonna get the mic fixed up for y'all. Where's Al? Here, Brandon. Al, she needs a mic. Okay.
Singers. Come here.
Hey, Dave. We're going to tear the place up.
Okay, y'all gather around. We've got
some here around
here.
Okay, tell us when.
Can I read? I can do it where I come in at.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Tell
him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turning. No little fire is burning. Fine little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a little cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. Oh, the mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. And just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. We'll have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry. We'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turning. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus, friend who watches day and night, I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let
we'll
us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
trouble.
Hear our faintest cry.
We'll answer by and by.
Feel a little prayer will turn.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Savior. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Glory, glory.
Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior.
Lord.
Dear God.
Glory,
dear God,
glory,
dear
glory.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Just a little talk with Jesus make it feel all better. Sister Elsie was having a little talk with him up here. And now she's feeling all right. I appreciate today's service and the good spirit we had here. And the good words we had here today, and to know that we have a wonderful God who we can go to and talk to. You know, He knows all about our troubles. We don't have to go tell Him all about our troubles. I like telling him how much I have faith in Him that He's going to carry me through my troubles. How much I appreciate the where He's brought me to today, and the distance that He's carried me so far. And I appreciate the knowledge of the Word of God that I've received in the body of Christ. You know, I heard something the other night, and I never heard it that before. Many of you may have heard it, but I hadn't heard it. A little old parable about feeling, faith, and fact. We're on a wall. Feeling fell and took faith with him, but fact caught him and brought him back up. And we can't go on just feeling. Or just faith. We have to have some facts, which is the truth of the Word of God. Feelings will carry you so far, and faith without works is dead, but the truth will make you free. There's times I have to rely on that truth. That is what restores your faith, is the truth. The truth of the Word of God, restore your faith and bring back those good feelings. I don't want to, you know, that today society, everybody is doing what feels good. Well, feeling those kind of feelings only carry you so far. Usually if you run on just feelings, only feelings. Whoa, 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 feelings. What a horrible song that everybody in this room knows. Everybody knows Feelings. Whoa, whoa, Feelings. But Feelings only, you know, if people do. If there was a saying, oh, if it feels good, do it. You got this whole world in a big mess. But what we in this world needs is a little more truth of the Word of God. That's what's brought me back time and time again. I've had my feelings hurt. I haven't felt like coming to church. Man, I even felt like treating some of y'all right. I've had my feelings hurt, and it hindered my faith. It has, Brother Durham. I get my feelings hurt, and it hindered my faith. But that one thing that I appreciate that always pulls me back up on the wall is the fact of the knowledge of the Word of God, that God loves me, and I'm His child, and all the truth that's planted in my heart starts coming through, saying that brings me to trust Him more and more and more. without that knowledge, without that truth, well, I would just, there would be nothing to hold me, nothing to hold me up. So I appreciate the Bible studies in the morning. I appreciate my personal Bible studies. I appreciate the ministry when they're ministering the Word of God across this to us. They're ministering to my soul with the Word of God. And I appreciate the Spirit of God that anoints that and then confirms that in my heart. I love the Spirit of God. The Spirit will always refresh your soul, and it will lift you up in faith. And I just didn't really have a whole lot to say tonight, but I thought, well, you know, it's Sunday night. It's usually Brother Jerry's time to talk, but I don't see him here anywhere, so I had to take up his place tonight. You know, I go to a Wednesday morning business meeting, and it's a requirement to be there. You join, you gotta go. And if you don't go, you gotta get somebody to take your place. Even if you call another member and say, would you take my place today and speak for me? You have to speak, give a 1-minute sales manager every time. And so sometimes I heard somebody goes, well, I'm taking so-and-so's place today. Well, I'm taking Brother Jerry's place tonight. And don't tell him. Tell him that he should have been here. Nobody took his place. It's just good to be here in the house of God tonight and to worship with you. I was thinking, Andrew, I think it was Andrew and I was talking yesterday, or this morning on the way to church. That's when it was. I picked him up on the way to Bible study. And we were talking about how it was ingrained in us. It was ingrained in me, and I put it in him to automatically go to church. I mean, we just automatically go, you know. And, I mean, there's times that, you know, but it's rare. It's rare. It's not a habit. It's not a habit for me to miss church. You know, some people have a habit of missing church at least once a month or once a week service. They'll miss one. They got to miss one. They have to miss one service a week. It's just a habit. But the habit was put in me not to miss. So when I miss, it's really something that's come up in my life. But it's a habit to be here. And you know what? That's okay to have habits. Those are someone wrote a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Is that how it goes? Well, there's things that you do in your life that'll help you naturally, and there's habits you can do to help you spiritually. And one of them is coming to church. When the door's open, you're going to be there. And I'm glad that habit was put into me. and it was ingrained in me. There's my one thing my mom and dad did to me. When I was food was put in front of me, if I didn't even know what it was, or I didn't like it, I at least had to take a few bites of it. I can't, if food's put in front of me today, if I show up at your house and it's something I don't like, which there's very few things that I don't like, but there's a few things I don't like, I will promise you, you will not know it. I won't go, oh, you feed me that. Nah, I'll eat a few bites. And it ain't charity, it's a habit. Mom and Dad put that in, ingrained it in me. I'm not offended by anything new. Plus, I've got a promise in the Bible. Eat any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. But these principles of the Word of God that we hear, sometimes we don't understand. Well, why are we hearing about this tonight? Well, you might not know now, but you'll know when the trial comes. Then, when your feelings get hurt and your faith is shaken and you get off balance, the Word of God pull you right back up on top again, set you on a firm foundation. It's good to be here.
Oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to heaven. For God's hand is surely guiding me, I know. Though sometimes the pathway seems to be so narrow. Oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to go. Oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to heaven. For God's hand is surely guiding me, I know. Though sometimes the pathway seems to be so narrow. Oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to go. Oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to heaven. Oh, for God's hand is surely guiding me, I know. And though sometimes the pathway seems to be so narrow, oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to go. Well, I'm so thankful that I found the way to heaven. Oh, for God's hand is surely guiding me, I know. Though sometimes the pathway seems to be so narrow, oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to go. And I'm so thankful that I found the way to heaven. Oh, for God's hand is surely guiding me, I know. And though sometimes the pathway seems to be so narrow, oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to go. Oh, and I'm so thankful that I found the way to heaven. Oh, for God's hand is surely guiding me, I know. And though sometimes the pathway seems to be so narrow, oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to go. to be so narrow. Oh, I'm so thankful that I found the way to go. And I'm so thankful, oh, yes, the way to heaven. Oh, Lord, God's hand is surely guiding me, I know. And though sometimes the pathway seems to be so narrow,
so thankful that I found Lord.
Bless the
Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. And Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, you set me free. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget, just set me free. And Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget. Woo, glory. Oh, yes. Forget how you set me free. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, and Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget, no, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Woo, thank you, Lord.
I'll never forget, amen, what he's done for me, brought me out. In case y'all didn't know, I'm Brother Curtis Golden. My wife, Karen, Blake and Spencer in Brooklyn.
Glad to have her.
Glad to be here. I wanted to get up and thank the Lord that for everything he's done for us. And I mean, I can get in a gripey mood and why did this happen to me and oh, poor is me or whatever. But I wanted to be thankful, and I kept praying, Lord, just don't let this stuff overtake our kennel, and that, you know, the whatever would be, but, and we had some sickness, and anyway, I think we're over it, hopefully. And I kept thanking the Lord for meeting our needs. And we've been struggling this year just to make everything work, and my job's just a different scenario altogether than it was in the past. And so we sold off all of our horses and all of that, and we had this horse trailer we just couldn't sell. I mean, I've had it for sale for a year off and on in the paper. And October 15th is tax day, for those who may not know or may know. Your taxes are due on October 15th. Our property taxes are $1,001.47. I'm like, I don't have a clue how we're going to pay that, because I don't have it. I've spent everything, all of our savings, and just to keep everything running, you know. And so I thought, well, I keep running that ad for that crazy trailer, and we sold that trailer for $1,000. God is, you know, he just met our needs. I mean, it wasn't much fun taking the money and paying the taxes, but but at least I had the money to do it with. And I was just thanking the Lord that every time it seems like the waves are crashing amongst us, and we're swimming out there amongst the sharks, it seems like we keep finding that life preserver, and we keep floating along another month, you know. And I just wanted to get up and thank the Lord for him meeting our needs. And I know it could have been a lot worse. We did lose some dogs, but and it was crazy having to give dogs their medicine every 4 hours, and I don't know whether I was coming or going or asleep or awake or something there for a while, but we made it through. And I got a lot of stuff yet to do to take some further precautions, but I think at least I got it going the right direction. And I'm thankful for him meeting our monetary needs, but also spiritually meeting our needs, and being our rock and our comforter, and getting us through these trying times. And I know I've felt your prayers and our phone calls, and I appreciate that. And I know you all were thinking about us, and we hated to miss, and I know we missed more than we should have, but I just couldn't work in our real jobs, having to work our other jobs. Like, I don't know what job I'm working, but I'm working just constantly. And I appreciate all your prayers, and I just wanted to thank the Lord for him coming through again. And I wanted to tell one more little thing that I thought was good. I've been working with this doctor. He's built this house, and he's had all kinds of crazy problems the last couple of years. This builder went bankrupt, and anyway, eventually when his house is finished and all this is resolved, I'll get a loan out of that. But it's been about 2 years he's been building this house. But so he called, and I'd almost forgot about him because it had been so long since I talked to him. Anyway, his name, it doesn't matter who his name is, but anyway, I knew that he had called, and all I had was his office number. So I called his office, and hey, a doctor so-and-so in, and it happened to be his partner, the other doctor. And I said, well, hey. And I talked to the doctor, and I said, because I'd wanted to do his loan a couple years ago as well. It's kind of a long story, but I didn't end up getting his deal because some other stuff happened, but I didn't get his loan a couple years ago. So when I got him on the phone, I said, well, hey, so-and-so, by the way, rates are lower now than when you originally did your loan a couple years ago. You really ought to think about refinancing. And he said, well, wow, what's the rates? I told him, and he said, well, I'll think about it. About 30 minutes later, he called me back and says, I think I want to do that, or at least look at it a little more. So I got him some numbers, and bottom line, I ended up calling basically the wrong number because I was trying to call one doctor, and I called the other doctor, and I'm going to get his loan So I thought, Lord, I went to work that day thinking I need to get a loan. I mean, we need money bad. And so the Lord let me call the wrong number and get a deal. So I know God cares about our situations. Sent that guy to buy that trailer. He showed up with cash. And I just know that he's there for us every day. If we just trust in him, it's like that little penny story I told. In God we trust. He sent that little reminder for us on every little coin and dollar you have. It's on there. You just have to remember to actually do it. I keep thinking, I got to do this, I got to do that. But I just something once in a while, you have to think that God is mindful of the situation. We may be out of gas or our brakes don't work. He is mindful. He knows where we're at. And I just, again, want to thank the Lord for him showing me again that he is in control. And I want to acknowledge that he is and give him thanks and praise for what he's done for us and keeping our family safe and secure and in the arms of God. Just want to go on.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Outside and pray. When I go walking, I pray. I like to walk by myself because I like to talk to the Lord. But I had a little talk with Jesus. And I told him, I said, look, I said, if you healed him once, which I know you did, you take care of this situation. Because he was on his last leg. Brother Weininger, you know about his situation and his mental attitude. And he hates this mental attitude that he's in. But he can't help it. He's just in a pitiful shape. But God is still good anyway, because we're fine. I mean, I say we're fine. We really don't have any problems. Like I was telling our neighbor, she's got cancer. Actually, they told her about 2 weeks ago that she's in remission and she has one more treatment. And I told her, I talked to her. And y'all heard me talk about her before. I said, Wanda, God can take care of everything. Just surrender. Put it in his hands. And that's what I got to do. I got to think, and I tell Anna, my grandbaby, think. You know, well, it's put your faith in God. And I believe, well, I called Jeff, and I told him about David. And I said, I've prayed all morning. And the next day, Jeff called me, and he said, Mother, he said, if every time I get off the phone and I have some minutes, he said, I pray for David. He prayed all day long for David. Well, you know, prayer works, because David came home from the doctor very encouraged. He is going to change his insurance policy when it's time to, because he wants to go to University Medical Center, and they won't accept Arkansas Community Care, but they do Humana, and we've had Humana before. So that's a start. But Jeff has got two men that he's working with. One's in Kentucky and the other one's in Florida, and they're doctors. And I said, well, what kind of doctors they are? And he said, they are what kind of doctor is it? Urology. Yeah, urology. And I said, really? I said, Jeff, that's what we need, because the doctors here can't help him. They told him they couldn't help him. And he said, you know, Mother, that's what I've been praying for somebody, praying for the Lord to send someone to him, or pray that the Lord will send David to someone that can help him. And I said, he said, you know, these two doctors are both in the same field. One's in Kentucky and one's from Florida. I said, if they can help him, we'll go. But you need to talk to him, because he can't do it until he closes on them. My son sells annuities, so it's a long drawn out thing. So, but the one that is in Kentucky is soon getting ready to sign a check to Jeff. So who knows? You know, I really would like for y'all to pray for him. But that song that we sung, just have a talk with Jesus. I love talking to him. I really pray and pray, and sometimes I think, oh, God, you just don't hear me. But then something little, something shows up, and he hears me. But I'm thankful for the place that I'm in. As always, this is my home. This is my life. Hands are sweaty. I don't even know what I'm going to say. But I'm thankful that I found the way to heaven. And I know that the Lord has been guiding me. I know. And Brother Mike was talking about how when he was little, he just went to church. It was like a, you know, and that's the way it was when I was a young girl. I mean, I never quibbled about going. It was just like, that's what we do on Wednesday night and, you know, and Sunday night. And I'm thankful that I was raised. It wasn't, you know, always a picnic when I was growing up. But I'm thankful that I had a mother. That she lived a life. She loved this body of people, and I'm so thankful that she kept me on the right track. And I'm thankful that I'm still here. And the Lord has kept his hand on me through thick and thin. I know that there was maybe a few times, and I thought, Lord, if I didn't know what I know, you know, I'd be gone. But I know that I couldn't. Where would I go? This is my life. This is what I live for. Oh, Jesus. And I'm so thankful for his mercy that he's kept me. And I'm probably just rambling on, but I can't. I guess I just can't get across to how thankful that I am that I'm here. And that his goodness and mercy. I like that song. I'm glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. I'm glad your mercy has followed me. Oh, Jesus. Where could I go? Where could I go? And I'm just thankful. I'm so thankful that I'm here. And I'm thankful for the truths that we're hearing. And I guess that's all I've got to say. I don't know. I just can't get across how thankful I am. That his goodness has followed me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Kind of curious if the same questions going through your mind as went through mine the last few minutes. I was asking myself the question, who is supposed to get up next? Who's supposed to be doing something now?
Is something supposed to be going on? Is somebody's missing you, Lord? What's happening here? But I did want to stand to my feet and express an appreciation for my brother and sister that walked in. And for the love of God that he's shown to us down through the years. And I appreciate where God has me. I know that we can get to a place, as of course that we sang a while ago, that we want to remember the things that God's done for us. And, you know, I've always been one to think in terms that I never want to forget what I was, where I have been, and then where I'm at tonight. It's important to be able to tell that God has really done something for your life. And then, you know, we were in Bible study this morning, and Brother Smith was letting us to know that Babylon is a state of confusion, and that it's a system that God is going to judge. The judgment's coming against Babylon. I know people, they get, you know, they kind of get a little beside themselves when we point out that, look, Babylon is false religion. That's a hard statement. You know, when you consider, hey, there's good people in Babylon. There's good folks out there, and God's going to kill all them people? No, he's not going to kill all them people that's out there, because a bunch of them people out there is his kids. But you have to remember that all children don't follow their parents' instructions. God was Adam's father. And Adam didn't follow God's instructions. And he died. I know it's quite a discussion right now as to whether Adam was eternally judged or not, and I won't give you my take on it, but I can say this, that he died, and he had a chance at eternal life, right there. But here's the thing that I look at. We have the chance at eternal life tonight. It may not be eternal, you know, right. How is it that I want to put this? Somebody has stated, and we've kind of had it pretty much up in the air lately, concerning being just or being unjust, or whether a person can break the bond now or whether, you know, whether he can't. But I look at it from this standpoint. God put in a system. He made the pathway of righteousness. He fixed it so that his people can be saved. That's the thing that we need to put our teeth in. And whether I make it tonight or tomorrow night or not is not the question. It's the question as to whether I'm pleasing God tonight or tomorrow night. You know, I want to please God. And if I please God tonight, I'm justified. If I please him through tomorrow and tomorrow night, I'm justified. If I please him through the rest of this week, I'm justified. And if I die Friday night, I'm justified. Because I've pleased him all week long. That's the kind of heart that I want to have. I want to have a heart to where that I can please God. I'm not concerned so much about what I'm going to get. I just want to please him. If I can do that, then all these other things will fall into place. Brother Smith made mention that I told him several times over the last few months that we're in a gold mine. And, you know, he gets up and he starts talking, and my mind just goes into high gear with him. I'm thinking, my Lord, I'm so thankful for what he's saying to us. you know. And all the time he's talking, I'm trying to pick up those nuggets of gold that I've bypassed in times past and stick them in my pockets. But when I stick them in there, I'm finding out, Brother Smith, that my pockets are just about full of the ones I had before I got to these, and I don't know where to put them. We're so blessed. We're blessed. And we sometimes, I fear in my case, you know, that I won't show God that I appreciate it enough, that I'm thankful enough, that I really do honor and appreciate what he's doing in the earth. And God is doing something in the earth. Not in that earth out there, but in this earth that's in here. Here's what he's working with. Here's what he's working on. We're working on a kingdom that's going to last throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. We're working on something that's going to be here a long, long, long time. It's going to take a lot of people working on it. So I'm thankful to be working on it. If I've just gotten a few years to work on it, which is all I've got, you know, because I'm going to live from the day I was born until the day I die, and that's just a few years, regardless to how long it is, whether it's 400 or 500 years, or whether it's, you know, 30 or 40 years, or whether it's 5 years, or whether it's 5 weeks. The fact that he's given me a chance to work on it. We had a sister in our church back years ago that come in, and she had a dream. And in her dream, she dreamed that she had come to this green field. And around this green field, there was a fence. And the fence, of course, is stretched from post to post. And then the only thing that's holding that fence to the post was staples. She called them steeples. And she said in her dream, God told her, she said, "You're just a steeple. That's all you are." But she said, "When I come here," she said, "I found the green field. If I'm just a steeple," she said, "I'm thankful to just be a steeple." You know, but I thought, Lord, that lady recognizes the green field that God's brought her to. Here we are, we're in a green field, a gold mine, whatever you want to call it, that's good. But God brought us here. God brought us here. Let's work the field. Work the field. I've been in the last few services, it seems like that when I come into service, it seems like I'm just kind of settling down on the I don't know what to explain it like. Maybe a powder keg, you know, that's got a fuse lit, and it's going to just explode. And the results of it, we don't have a clue is going to happen. You ever feel that way? Now, there's two ways of looking at that little scenario, I know. One is my God, we're going to all explode and die. That's one aspect of the way of looking at it. But the other is this. What if God just blows our flesh out the window and we act beside ourselves and we get so deep into the spirit that somebody has to carry us home? We get things from God that we haven't ever gotten from him before. And there's things ahead of us. Brother Smith was talking today. Look, don't get settled in that this is the best that there is, that there isn't anything going to be any greater than this is. But I believe there's something coming that's going to be greater. I believe that. As sure as I'm standing here, I believe there's going to be something greater than what we have tonight. But sometimes it's hard to contain what we have, even what we have tonight. Maybe you're not feeling on the inside what I'm feeling, but I've thought, Lord, I'm so grateful and so thankful for what you've done for us and done in our midst. I'm excited about what's going on. I believe God's got something going on. Hallelujah. We're a part of it. So I'm glad to be among the living tonight, be among God's people, and have a vision that there's something great coming down the road. And we've got a chance to be a part of that. Hallelujah.
I'm real thankful to be here tonight. A lot of things have been going over my mind last few weeks, and when this young girl got killed in Tyler, you know, when you get my age, when you get Sister Crow's age, forget, I'm young. When I hit 60, and I'm 61 now, but when I hit 60, I thought, man, I hope I make it to 70. I mean, I realized that my days are numbered. But when this young girl got killed, we don't have a promise of another day. I mean, I think about this lots of times when people die, but that really hit me hard. Because this little young girl was full of life, loved the Lord, and she's gone. And I started really thinking, oh, I think about the young people, but, and I love young people, but they think I'm just old and I don't know what I'm talking about. So I just been told Sister Lineker at the funeral, I said, my tongue's been bleeding lately. And she goes, my God, what's wrong with you? I said, I've been biting my tongue a lot lately. She knew what I was talking about. Not everybody wants to hear what you got to say when you're trying to help them. But I've really been asked the Lord. I said, you know, Lord, I've said time and time again that I don't want to be one of those people that they'll say, well, she'll never change. She's been like that all her life. I'm 61 now. Am I going to change? There's things in my life that's not quite right in my spirit. It's my temperament. It's my upbringing. It's my personality. And I've been thinking, I can't keep leaning on it. I can't keep saying, God, I can't help it. I got to do some changes. So there was this one particular area the Lord has been dealing with me about. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I don't want y'all saying nothing like, boy, she ain't doing too good on that. But I was thinking, I said, Lord, you've dealt with me about this before, and I can't do this in my own strength. I can't do it. And so I've really been walking lately. I start walking and listening to my Bible on tape and really praying and spending some time with the Lord. And I said, Lord, please show me how to do this, how to get a hold of this through you, not just repent when I do it and go on. Just, I'd really like to do it this time. And I haven't told my husband this, but the other day, last Sunday on the way to church, just before I got to Michael and Cindy's house, I turned and I reached for my phone to put it in my lap. And I looked up and the semi was right in front of me. And I just moved over. That's happened to me before. But the scariest thing happened to me was I was meeting Rachel for lunch the other day. I think it was Tuesday. And my mind went somewhere. And I know you drive somewhere a lot of times and you don't know how you got there because you went so many times. But that's not what happened to me. I don't know where my mind was. I got Chico and Baseline, and I didn't even know where. I just was gone. I just turned. I didn't look at the light. I didn't look at the traffic. I didn't look at nothing. It was a miracle. It was a miracle that the traffic stopped. My heart jumped in my throat, and I said, Lord, this week you've showed me twice I could be gone like that. And I'm not trying to bring this down because I'm not depressed. I'm not upset. I'm not depressed. I'm not melancholy today or anything like that. I'm thankful. Like Sister Bright was saying, I'm thankful for this teaching. I'm so thankful that he reminds us of our blessings and his hand on us. And Brother McAllen was saying, I've got a chance to go on. to overcome some things. I don't, when I first came this way from religion, and I had to get really hungry for this because I was one of those blind faith people. You know, you just believe it and it's going to happen. But when I came this way, I worked so hard in the flesh that I didn't have no victory. I didn't have that relationship with Christ. And the Lord started dealing me after several years that my problem was is that I wasn't enjoying my salvation and I wasn't leaning on Him. And I was just looking for my faults. And seeing this, I'm just saying I'm so excited that God is still working in our lives here. The services have been so outstanding, and I just know they're going to come up higher. But I was thinking I want to be more dedicated. I want to get some things that have happened lately, not just in the world, but not just in religion, but right here in the body of Christ. I want to make sure that I don't get complacent. I have been complacent. I have just went through my day-to-day life. And there's more to it. And when Brother Smith decided he wanted to lose weight, I knew that I needed to help him. I've done it before. But I knew that I needed to make sure that he had all the right foods to eat and that I was feeding him properly. And through this process that we've been going through in the exercise, I'm thinking, that's how our spiritual life is. We have to feed it properly. We have to exercise it. We have to work on it. We have to study. We have to do everything to mature and to be healthy spiritually. But I'm just so thankful. It sounds like I'm melancholy and depressed. I'm not. I'm not depressed at all. I'm excited. I'm just so thankful. Except for I had a dream this morning, and it really upset me. Because I dreamed that my husband did something. And I did that very same thing in that dream that I was trying to overcome. I woke up and said, oh, I know it was a dream, but I know it's still in my spirit or I wouldn't have dreamed it. I said, Lord, can I have a dream that when something happens that I did the right thing? Can you show me that I'm going to do it? Not that I'm not doing it. My poor husband, he married a Spitfire, so... I met anyway. I'm working on it, but I just appreciate the Lord and what He's doing in today's time. And I appreciate our young people. I really think we have a good group of young people. They take things seriously. Oh, they have their struggles and their ups and downs, but so do we. So do we. And I really appreciate our youth and our young married couples, our young couples. And I was listening to different ones, and different ones have different struggles, and that's why we need to get in here and back them and pray for them. I just appreciate the Lord today and what He's doing, not just in my life, but in everyone's life. And I really do appreciate Sister Holly and Brother David being here. It's good to see them. And I just love the Lord, and I'm thankful. I hope I made sense. I didn't raise a rattle, and I'm just thankful to be here.
Crafton and Bonnie. Seems like old times. It really does. And seeing Paul David wearing the same tie he was wearing 30 years ago. When he walked in, I saw that tie. I was like, Lord, that thing is not, that's not 30 years old. That's about 40 years old. 1976. Is that the same tie? Never been to the cleaners. When I saw that, I was like, Lord, have mercy. At least he can still wear that tie.